You're listening to the Rooted Students Podcast, a podcast ministry of First Baptist Church, Tanner, Alabama. With a heart for transforming lives through the gospel of Jesus Christ, here's Jacob Chandler.
So I want to start a series on prayer. I want to talk about prayer. So tonight, I just want to kind of give us an intro to prayer. I want to give us a brief intro to just some basic stuff about prayer. And then over the next few weeks, we're gonna look at different prayers from different people in the Bible. Okay, so we're gonna study different prayers from different people and what we can learn about those prayers. What is prayer to you? What does it mean? What do you think of when you hear prayer?
Just conversation with God.
Conversation with God. Anybody else?
Also, a way to like relieve yourself.
All right.
Prayer is a way to give them up.
All right. Way to relieve stress, to give your worries up. Okay. So, John Wesley, who was the founder of the Methodist Church, he said that prayer is an essential part of the Christian life. He even called it the most important and powerful means of grace. I would argue that prayer is the most. Not one of the most, but the most important part, the most essential part of being a Christian, of being a in a relationship with Jesus. All of you know what a relationship is. To be a Christian means to be in a relationship with Jesus. And so the most important thing of a relationship with Jesus is prayer. How can I have a good relationship with anyone if I don't talk to them? How can I have a good relationship with my wife if we never talk, we never say anything, we never get to know each other? I can't have a good relationship with her, can I? So I would argue that prayer is the most important part of the Christian life. It's the most essential thing to being a Christian. If you are a Christian, you've got to pray. You must pray. And if you don't, I don't think you're having a very good Christian life. You're not getting all you can out of the Christian life. You're not getting all that God wants to give you if you're not praying. So, why should we pray? Why do we pray? Any thoughts on that? Why do we pray?
To have a relationship with God.
All right, to have a relationship with God. Let's turn to Colossians 4 and look at verse 2. Colossians 4 and verse 2 says, "Continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving." Now turn to 1 Thessalonians 5:17. I'll give you a minute to get there. First Thessalonians 5:17 says, "Pray without ceasing." You know what ceasing means?
Stopping.
Pray without stopping. Now, of course, this verse doesn't mean walk around with your eyes closed and your hands together all the time. But it means to be in constant relationship and communion with God. So the first reason why we should pray is because we're commanded to. The Bible says pray. Jesus says pray. Jesus gives us plenty of examples of prayer. He says pray. As Christians, God tells us we ought to pray. We need to pray. The second reason we should pray is because we need prayer. We stand in need. And what I mean by that is, again, it's essential to a relationship with Jesus. I can't have a right relationship. I can't have a good relationship with anybody if I don't talk to them. If you know somebody that don't want to talk to nobody, they don't have many friends, do they? That's not to say, I'm not making fun of them. I'm not saying there may be some issues or something like that. But what I'm saying is if there's somebody that is perfectly normal that just doesn't want to talk to anybody, they're not going to have a lot of friends because it's impossible to have friends without talking to them. Therefore, it's impossible to have a relationship with Jesus without talking to him. You need prayer. Turn to Ephesians Ephesians chapter 6. Jesus says in verse 17, take the helmet of salvation. Then he says, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We need prayer. See, this tells us, Paul tells us in Ephesians chapter 6, that there is a spiritual battle going on all the time. He tells us that we don't fight against flesh and blood. So whatever thing you're going through, whatever issue you have, whatever it is, it's not about the person that may be causing you the harm. It's not about, I hate this person, I hate that person. It's not about flesh and blood. You got to remember that your enemy is not the person next to you, sitting next to you. Your enemy is not the person who said something to you that hurt your feelings. Yes, they may be being used, but your enemy is the devil. You see, you can go through something. You can be mad at somebody for something. You can just, somebody that you know is doing something wrong. And you can be like, you know what? Dadgummit, I'm mad at you because you know better than that. But it's not about them. It's a spiritual battle. That's why we need to take up the Word of God, use the sword of the Spirit, and say, it ain't about flesh and blood, but it's about a spiritual battle, and I need prayer to get me through it. So here's what he says. He says, take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And then he says, in verse 18 of Ephesians chapter 6, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. So he gets done listing out. You know, a lot of times we look at these verses and we see all the armor of God. You've studied it as a kid in children's church. You put on the armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness. Right? You hear all these things and you say, man, we got to put it on. And then we say, and the most important thing is the sword of the Spirit, God's Word, and it is. It's important. It's one of the most important things. He says, get everything on. Get your sword and get ready for battle. But don't forget. Don't forget, verse 18. Praying always. It's the second time we've been told to never stop praying, isn't it? Because I'm going to tell you this, you can put on every piece of armor you got. You can grab the sword of the Spirit, and you can forget to pray, and never once talk to your Father in heaven. And you'll fail. You'll lose the spiritual battle. Because you didn't do everything He's asked you to do. See, we need prayer. That's why we pray. We need it. We need it to win the spiritual battles that come our way as Christians. Then in Matthew chapter 6, you don't have to turn there. You can if you want to, but Jesus gives us the model prayer. So we need to pray because we're commanded. We need to pray because we need it. And we need to pray so that God's will can be done in our lives. See, God uses our prayers as a means of advancing His kingdom and His purpose. God wants us to pray. In the model prayer, everybody has heard it. Our Father in heaven, holy is your name. Kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's the part. He says, in the model prayer, your kingdom come, your will be done. We need to pray to activate God's will in our lives. We got to pray. We got to ask God to have His will in our lives. So I would say that prayer is the most important part of being a Christian. God said to pray. The Word tells us to pray. You need prayer. You absolutely need prayer. To talk, it is essential to have a relationship with God. Is talking to Him, confiding in Him. And then pray, your will be done in my life, God. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, because God uses your prayers as a means of advancing His purposes. So in the next few weeks, We're going to look at some prayers, and we're going to take some practical applications of what some of the prayers. We're going to look at some prayers of Jesus. And we look at some Old Testament prayers and take some characteristics to apply to our own lives, to our own prayer lives, as we begin this journey. See, this is my challenge to you in this series, is that you, if you're not a person of prayer, even if you're a Christian, if you're not a person of prayer, that you would begin to use the power of prayer in your life, to pray to God, to further your relationship, to grow in your relationship with Him, to pray daily. But not only if you're not a person of prayer, but maybe you are a person of prayer. My challenge to you is that you could deepen your prayer life. So there's something for everybody. Maybe you pray, but you don't pray enough. Maybe you don't pray at all. Maybe you pray enough, but you can deepen your understanding and learn from God's Word some practical applications of praying. Sound good? All right, let's pray. Father God, I thank you so much for your Word. I thank you for the opportunity to be in your house. I thank you for the Word that you've given us, God. I just pray that we would tap into the power of prayer. God, it is the most important part of being a Christian. It is talking to you. It's very essential to our relationship with you. God, I pray those prayers that if someone doesn't pray and they say they're a Christian, God, I pray that they could tap into the power of prayer in their life, that they would go home and they would pray. They would start spending time with you. And God, if somebody does pray, God, I just pray that your Word through this study would deepen their prayer life. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.